thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
This was on autoplay when I got in here. I'm just going to let it rip while I get logged in. This is Info Hazard by Nina Jirachi, a fantastic song off of I Love My Computer. Go check it out. That is so crazy. I'm so glad that that is how we're starting the show. It's like I wasn't even late by 2.5 minutes, because I wasn't. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and also the show is called Button Pushers. Thank you for being here and listening. That was, again, Info Hazard by Nina Jirachi. I actually just made a Australian, like, album reviewing a society. I don't know what the panel is called, but, like, basically what the... Is it the Emmys for music in America? Yes, right?
I don't know.
Or Grammys? Which, no, Grammys is... Oscars is I should know this anyway, the Australian version of that. I made an account for that exclusively to vote for Nina Jirachi's four songs that got nominated, which I believe were Delete, CSI Rack, iPod Touch, and I think Info Hazard, but I could be wrong about that. Really, really fantastic album. It's been crazy to see Nina's like monthly listeners, like, I think triple, maybe quadruple over just this year, and riding the coattails of Girl EDM. Just she's really on a roll right now, and I love her with my whole heart. And I was actually going to start the show with a Nina song, kind of. It's Alice in Wonderland, and Nina did a collab off of Alice in Wonderland's new album, Ghost World, that dropped this weekend. There's a lot of really good stuff that dropped this weekend, but we'll start with this one. We'll start with one song while I get a little bit more situated, and then we might just rinse an entire album because I've been doing that for pretty much the whole week, or at least the 5 days that I've heard it since it's come out. Actually, I think it was a week. I think it, whatever. We're going to get into Heaven by Alice in Wonderland. It's very Girl EDM coded as well. Like, as soon as it starts, you can tell that Nina is on production on this one, at least in my opinion, or at least maybe I can just hear it because I've listened to way too much Nina, but it's really, really good. Let's get into it. There's a lot of really cool ones from this Alice in Wonderland album. I still haven't even listened to it all the way through, but congrats, Allison, on the album release and doing it all while working on your second kid. That's crazy. And touring. You're a boss. That's actually kind of insane. But let's get into it. This is Heaven. Let's get into Heaven, gang.
Cover
Yeah, it's really good. I like that one a lot. I just love all the like really background vocals and like looped vocals as well. During, I don't know why I went loop. I totally brain froze there and stuttered. But yeah, really, really good. There's also, I think, 2 Memba collabs on this album, maybe 3. I think just 2 from what I counted. Let me see. Yeah, just the 2. They're both really good. We might play Lost and Found if I have enough time, because that's about as far as I made it on the album so far. There's also new Subtronics that I really want to play, and there's new Leroy, which is insane, because Jane Remover said that they were not going to continue that project, but it's really good, and it's back. And then finally, I am just going to rinse all of Voltage 004 by Space Laces. The Mix King is back with a 33-minute visual album. Go check it out on YouTube. It's really cool. You got like a lot of cool artists going on. He's even singing on the last track, which is crazy. Like he hasn't done that in any of his other tracks, and he's kind of known for like being face first into like a bunch of analog synths and just like making crazy sounds. And it's cool to see him kind of opening up a little bit more about that. He was in the chat when the release came out and just like congratulating and thanking all the DJs that were on collabs with it and like making little notes and comments about the songs and stuff. Very, very fun. I love Space Laces so much, and I've listened to the other Voltages like so many times on repeats that I know where like IDs are at specific times in the like 15 to 20 minute mixes. They're just so good. Something about his sound design is so incredible to me. So we'll be getting into that. But also, I have to play a song that I've never heard before. I have a guest joining me today, and they have requested that I play Turn It Up by Amara CTK100. Or maybe I wasn't supposed to expose them. What I meant is that this is my song, right? and that I love this kind of music. I probably will, honestly. I like the cover art already. It's very, very bombastic. To put it in a word that FCC wouldn't let me say some of the other words, but it's good. Let's do that one next. Maybe we'll do that and then some Leroy and then Space Laces. We'll see. Maybe we'll just go right into Space Laces. I really don't want to run out of time for it, but let's get Turn It Up with Amara CTK100. And that's also an instruction. Turn it up. I'm going to turn it up in here as well. Let's go.
Shut up and turn it up.
That's so good. Wait, that's so like Nina coded. That's right on the mark. Honestly, I can see an Amara CTK 100 feature on Girl EDM 2, perhaps. We have to connect the dots. Basically, you just need to go to every post that Amara CTK 100 has ever made and every post that Nina has ever made and just at the other artist over and 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 over again. It works every time. Speaking of crazy collabs, yeah, I am just gonna go straight into Space Laces, I think. What time is it? Yeah, we're just gonna go straight into Space Laces. This guy is crazy. This is definitely gonna be a change of pace, and then throughout the album, a couple changes of pace as well. But really, really crazy album. Tons of really big names on here. Eptic, Dylan Francis, which I did not expect, and also the collab Stax is like, as soon as I heard the teaser for it, it took me straight back to it's Bun Up the Dance by Skrillex and Bun Up the Dance by, yeah, Dylan Francis and Skrillex. And like, I remember as soon as I heard that song, I like immediately fell in love with like Moombahton and like Moomacore and reggaeton music and all kinds of stuff. Like, that beat is just so good, and it was implemented so well in like an electronic space. Stax does that again and then like tenfold. I love it so much. Goes into a collab with Getter. There's a collab with Sudden Death on here. G Jones, which I heard live in February at Thunderdome. That was really fun and really glad to kind of finally have it on, you know, a way that I can repeat it over and over and over again if I want to. A collab with Marshmello, Chi, which is really good. I like the Chi collab a lot. And Control Freak, which is an incredible artist that I've played almost, I think, a lot of his Eat Your Friends album. If you haven't heard that, go check it out. It's really, really good. I'm not going to, like, name every song on here, but I will point out Worm Time, pretty good. Rewind, absolutely crazy, and I've been hearing it. I think it's in one of the other Voltages, or it's in some space. It might be in his Mission Ballroom set that's recorded. That's just crazy. I've listened to that set over and over and over again, too. Really, really good. Then Stax is amazing. Keep It Cool is getting a ton of hype. Like, a ton of producers think that Keep It Cool is one of the best bass tracks out right now, and like just captures a lot of what it means to fill a club space with noise. Really, really good. And then Looking Glass, which is right before the G Jones collab, like genuinely I think made me cry. Like listening to it, I was like, the harmonics in this, I can't even begin to think about what the production was to make these sounds. Like, I cannot I feel like usually I can hear something and I can try and like convince myself that I know what's happening. I'm like, oh, maybe there's like a filter that's doing this and there's some LFOs doing blah blah blah, and I can like throw jargon around. This one, I'm just like at a loss. Like, I think I could spend days if not years in a synthesizer and try and figure out how he made this disgustingly gross wet sound that's just beautiful. I love it so much. It's so sonar-y. I can't wait. I might even like call it out when we get to Tunnels. I'll be like, we're about to hit Looking Glass. What else? I really, really like Urban Beats as well. That's the Chi collab. And then finally Untouchable is the last track that he sings on. Ian Slider is his name, I guess, but everyone calls him Space Laces. What, there was one more that I wanted to point out, I think, but oh, there is a song called 5-6, and the song goes 5-6, 5-6-7, and as soon as it came out on the debut, obviously the entire YouTube chat was like, oh my god, 6-7, and he immediately was like, I made this 2 months before that happened, but I still foresee whenever this drops in like a club setting, people are going to go full brain rot, because that's where our society is at right now. It was a fun moment, though. It was really funny on YouTube watching him be like, please stop. It's called 5-6. I literally named the song 5-6. But let's get into it. All the other Voltage albums are mixes that have like a little bit of a story to it. Not really, but Space Laces really loves these like Terrible. Wow. I've never seen that before, honestly. My friend just threw up a 6-7 gang sign. I didn't know that was a thing. But they're like little like experiments or like little like research logs. They all sound like very like nostalgic, like dated recordings of someone being like, there was a moon landing and there was an alien was blah 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 and material number 376 or something. And so that's how this one starts, and then it really just gets into it and never stops for a bit. It's really fun. I'm gonna be turning it up super loud and probably paying for my friend's ear appointment later. But it's so good. That's what you have to do with this music. You have to fill the space with it, and I hope you fill your space at home with it. I'm probably going to go dark for like 33 minutes here, but it's just really, really good, and I want to hear it on the speakers. So, and it's my show. Ha 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 ha. Okay, here's Voltage 004 by Space Laces, kicking it off with Prologue into Force Majeure. Crazy name. Okay. Oh, it's so good. Here it comes, guys.
Voltage Laboratories performs the first successful large-scale teleportation. Four human test subjects were sent, but only two returned intact. Subject number three, dead on arrival, flesh warped in impossible ways. Number four remained a mystery, vanishing without a trace. I'll be on the record track.
signing in for a second. Isn't this crazy? Okay, bye. Tunnels and Stacks is next.
We'll be right back.
messages just one man. He's the one who killed his own master.
Let's get started. You may learn something. Get started. You may learn something.
Something weak coming down. You see they fucking up my music. Something weak coming down.
You see they fucking up my music.
So we coming down.
Chew with that. You see they fucking up my music.
Music.
So get with the air, with the air.
Break here. This is Keep It Cool. This track is insane. It's so bassy. I love it.
We'll be right back.
This is the track that made me cry. It's so beautiful. I hope you cry as well.
impressive, but I can do better.
You've got a date with somebody special. The walking piss from the piss of hell.
Drop them.
And that's a wrap, folks. And what a wrap it is. Okay, also, it's near the end, so I do want to get this in really quickly. This is a PSA, and it's important for me to read. Emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency, can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles, other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's already some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I don't have a ton of time left. We might maybe like drop one more track and let the next DJs kind of turn it off whenever they want. But that is Voltage 004. Super good. I hope you liked it as... I don't know if you can like it as much as I like it, but I hope you liked it even a fraction of the amount, because I am Space Lace's number one fan and none of you can compete with me. Haha. No, but it's so good. Like, especially after being like such a big fan of all the other Voltages and like Space Lace's this project, and some of these IDs were like incomplete versions were on other Voltages, and like, I don't know, watching the project progress this far, that was a hard sentence for me to say for some reason, has been really, really cool. I love it so much. Cannot wait to see Space Laces again. I did see him at Thunderdome, but I don't know if I counted a lot because I was way in the back, and also at one point he called for a mosh pit and Thunderdome did not react. And I was like, what are we doing? Like, this is an Excision held festival and you don't know how to like make a mosh pit? What's happening? Yeah, that's all I have to say about that, I guess. We'll play Infinity by Subtronics and Grabitz. This one's really, really good. I don't know how far we'll get into it. I don't even know if the other DJs are here. I know it was like the last day of classes a little bit ago. Maybe there's finals or home, but just in case. Thanks for listening. This has been Button Pushers, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, 91.5. Yeah, FM. Okay, I said that kind of all out of order, but it's still the same thing. Here's this. Thanks for listening. I love you. Bye. Take care. Sleep well. Sweet dreams. All that. I might be back to say just a little bit more about this if they don't come, but whatever. Bye!